Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Ed, good morning.
Morning, John.
So, Mason Rudolph, I think everybody was kind of surprised to see him out there in full pads on the practice field and practicing yesterday.
Well, part of the protocol, you know, there are different steps, John, that you have to pass in order to get back on the field. And one of them is physical exertion, and typically what they do is they put them through a practice and see how they react the next day. You know, if you're having headaches, if you're woozy, or what I'm not going to get into all that, but if there are signs that you're still having trouble, you didn't pass. So okay. I think probably yesterday was that test, and we'll see today. We should know today who's going to be the starting quarterback because it's different. Let's just say it was Ben Roethlisberger going through this. He could wait till Friday and practice Friday and go out and play against San Diego. Mason Rudolph can't. He's too young. He's not. Doesn't have enough experience. You know, he didn't take a lot of snaps last year, even in practice. So I think today will determine it. If Duck is out there running the first team, he's going to be the starting quarterback.
You know, and actually watching Duck, Devlin Hodges, on the field after Mason Rudolph went out, I mean, he looked pretty doggone good on Sunday. Or Monday night.
Yeah, he did. And he could have looked a whole lot better if Juju wouldn't have bumped. You know, he might have pulled it out and we'd be writing this story forever, you know, even if he never does another thing. But he didn't. You know, I mean, it didn't work out that way. And as I wrote, John, you know, in the shadow of Hollywood, in the shadow of the Anaheim Ducks, what better way for the Duck to make his NFL first start?
Yeah, that's a really good point. And all the comments that we've heard from Mike Tomlin indicate that that is what he is planning. He is anticipating it's going to be Devlin Hodges. And you see these guys all the time. Is there a lot of drop-off between Mason Rudolph and Devlin Hodges?
Well, there's obviously the height factor. You know, the NFL doesn't like its quarterbacks back 6'1", and that's stretching it with him, I think, other than Drew Brees. He's done pretty well at that height. Because they say they can't see over the linemen. You know, their passes are being released from down rather than up. But, you know, he can throw the ball. There is no doubt he can throw the ball.
Of course.
He has moxie.
Yeah, but you need the targets.
Well, that's the problem. That's the whole problem. Now, he was finding targets the other day, John. I mean, he was. He was, 6-9? He should have. Well, no, that did count as a pass because it was a fumble. He was 6-9. But he should have been intercepted, too. He was intercepted, and there was a penalty, and it canceled that, and that was a bad throw by him. But we've seen others make bad throws. We've seen Ben make bad throws. You know, you can't put it all on one throw. This will be his test, you know, to see if he can go through a whole game and how he handles things.
Ed,
if he does well, he's got a real future in this league.
How big is the injury to Jalen Samuels?
Well, it sounds like he's going to be out a couple weeks. Jalen Samuels, I'm trying he has a shoulder, right?
Right.
Isn't his a shoulder? Him and James Washington, I'm mixing up. It's what they call it, an AC joint. That's like a separation, dislocation, whatever. So that's going to be several weeks. Well, I think it's a month, somebody said.
Yeah, so between losing Jalen Samuels and James Washington, I mean, those are a couple of high-powered offensive weapons that the Steelers may or may not have, well, certainly won't have Jalen Samuels and doubtful Washington on the game.
I don't think you're going to see James Washington either.
Yeah, so what does that do to the Steeler offense?
Well, that means Dante Moncrief's career with the Steelers has been revived for at least one game. You know, he'll play this week. You know, him, Deontay Johnson, Juju Smith-Schuster, Holton, you know, those guys are all available. You know, that's what you'll have out there.
Why is it that the Steelers seem to struggle on the West Coast?
You know, it goes back a ways, too. It's not just under Mike Tomlin. You know, they've tried different tacks. Chuck Noll liked to go out 2 days ahead of time. And I don't think Cowher ever did that. And I know Mike hasn't done that. And I don't know if it works. I heard Tunch and Wolf talking the other day and saying they went out to Seattle a couple days earlier and got killed out there. So that was in the early 80s. You know, it should be the same for the West Coast teams coming east,
sure,
you would think. These guys are young. You know, long flights don't upset them the way they do us. I don't know. You know, sometimes it's just they're playing good teams, although that wasn't the case when they played Oakland last year and lost.
Well, it's certainly going to be interesting to watch how things develop. So today you say we'll know one way or the other who's going to be taking the snaps based on who's out there.
I think so. Yeah, I really think so. Now, reporters aren't supposed to talk about what went on at practice. You know, they're not supposed to say so-and-so was taken. No. That's part of the deal.
You're not supposed to say that?
Practice. They can close practice to us if they want. The fact they keep it open, they give out a long sheet of do's and don'ts, and one of the things you can't do is you can't talk about, like, so-and-so was running the first team and so-and-so was running the second. The only way you can get around that is if a player will tell you that. Like, you go up to Duck and you say, were you taking all the first team snaps today? Yes, I was. Okay, there. Now you have it confirmed. Now you can write it.
Now you're quoting it from a... That's interesting. Well, Ed...
Yeah, I don't like that system, but... If you don't agree to it, you don't go to practice.
Gotcha.
They don't let you in practice.
Well, have a good trip west, and we'll talk next week. Hopefully, we'll be talking about a win for a change. That would be nice.
It'd be different this year. Anyway, you got spoiled for a while there, John. 13-3 a couple years ago.
Yeah, that very, very good point. Steeler insider Ed Bouchette. Hey, have a great day, Ed.
All right, you too, John. See ya.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.